Thank you for joining the Successful Micropreneur Podcast as we share tips and ideas for micro business success. My name is Mary McCarthy, and I am the owner of Your Management Team, an entrepreneurial training and consulting firm, and the host of the Successful Micropreneur Podcast. We are joined today by Caroline Worley, owner of Worley Law. Caroline, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Mary. I'm glad to be here.
So our topic today, Caroline, is independent contractor or employee. Am I breaking the law? Before we get into our topic, tell us a little bit about Worley Law.
Okay. Well, I started Worley Law about 6.5 years ago. I've been a lawyer for about 20, so that tells you how old I am. But
We're not doing the math.
Yeah. I actually went out on my own 6 years ago, a little over 6 years ago, and we are a business and HR employment law firm. We represent employers and business owners in those areas. And, you know, we like to have a little bit of fun. And this is one of these areas that I contemplated, you know, whether I would hire an employer or a contractor for my first hire. And it's a big issue right now.
Well, it's really tough for solopreneurs. You're hiring your very first employee. And yeah. It's nerve-wracking. Do you have enough money to pay your business bills, pay yourself, and then bring somebody on?
Yes, correct. And you have this back and forth in your mind about whether you can do this. It's a little argument you have, and it goes on for a while. But then you realize you can't grow until you do add another person.
And our tendency to say, well, I can't really afford to hire an employee, so I'll just bring on an independent contractor.
That's exactly what every business owner says to me.
All right. And then what?
And then I ask them if this person will be working only for them. And the answer is yes. And I ask them, why do they want to hire a contractor versus an employee? And a lot of times people just don't know the difference. They just think a contractor is going to be easier. The pay is easier. But the problem is there are lots of agencies that you deal with when you're a business owner that are cracking down on this issue. And here's why. Well, here are the agencies that you deal with. Bureau of Workers' Compensation, the IRS, unemployment compensation.
We don't like either of those organizations, right?
Oh, I've got more. Unemployment compensation. And the big one that's really cracking down on this issue right now is the Department of Labor, and that's the federal agency that covers this. Basically, what's happening is business owners hire contractors so that they can avoid, they're not doing it intentionally, but when you hire a contractor, you don't have to pay employment taxes and FICA and Social Security and workers' comp and all those types of things that add up and add a cost to your business. And it's also easier. Just easier to have a contractor. You don't have all those things going on. And a lot of times that person really is an employee under the law.
So what makes them an employee under the law?
Yeah. So right now, the big agency that's concerned about this is the Department of Labor. And the main thing that they're looking for is whether the person is economically dependent upon the employer, I'm putting that in quotes, but the business owner for their financial stability or their financials. So if the person is not working for anyone else, the projects go on for a long time, and they make most of their money from this particular business owner, they're probably going to be considered an employee. Even if they don't work in the business, they're not at the location, they can work in the middle of the night, those days of just the control aspect of it, those are kind of, that rule sort of changing. It's not really all about control anymore. It's whether this person's making most of their money from the business owner.
But what if I allow them to work for somebody else and they just don't do it?
If you allow them to,
if I allow them to work for other people and they just don't, they're giving me all their time. Am I then on the hook if I'm not requiring them to work just for me?
That's an interesting question, and not a lot of that's been explored yet. The court systems and the agencies that cover employment laws, they will be probably exploring some of these issues. But if the person's primary source of income is from you, it may not matter that they won't go accept work somewhere else.
Have to keep that in mind.
Yes.
What are the other rules? That's one. I'm assuming there's others.
Well, that's the main test. So some of the factors that these agencies look at is, like I might have mentioned this, but the worker works exclusively for this business owner. Mm-hmm. The worker has no risk of profit or loss, meaning they're not paying attention to some of the things that you would normally be paying attention to if you're an employee. They're paid hourly, and all their expenses are reimbursed, so they don't have much risk there. And the worker works on indefinitely, kind of like an employee would, and not on just specific projects.
Okay, so those are some just hired for a short time period.
Right, and there's some other factors that weigh in here, like I mentioned, the degree of control that the business owner has over the worker.
So why do you think, as a small business owner, we don't know the difference?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, I think when you're first getting started, you don't know what you don't know.
Okay.
And so this is one of those things where you see everybody else that has a business your size, they're out hiring contractors because it's easier and cheaper. I mean, that's really what it's all about. And they don't realize that they're misclassifying them as independent contractors when they really should be employees.
What is there any upside or downside when you look at our business to having an independent contractor versus an employee?
Well, I think there's a lot of upsides to both. The initial upside for the smaller business owner, or one who's just getting started, I guess I should say, is that the cost and the burden. When you have an employee, you have to make sure you're following employment laws and you have a handbook. And now, not everyone has these things, but there were
but
just
we should.
Yeah, you should. And the policies, when you have an independent contractor, again, it's simpler. You're not technically their employer, so you don't have to tell them what they should be doing. You don't have to comply with the laws, that sort of thing. They have other businesses they serve, and so it's just you just hand them a check for their work, and everything's done. You don't have to file taxes for them. You don't have to pay a CPA, a bookkeeper, a payroll person. It's just a lot more burden on the employer to be paying an employee and overseeing an employee.
So you are currently listening to the Successful Micropreneur Podcast. My guest today is Caroline Worley, owner of Worley Law, and we are talking about choosing independent contractors versus employees as we try to grow our business. For those of us that are solopreneurs, quite honestly, the solopreneur is the largest segment of business owner. There is a desire from so many of these solopreneurs that I talk with that they really want to bring on an employee. And some of these issues are what's holding them back. There's a strong fear about, can I afford to bring somebody on? Can I actually meet payroll on a consistent basis? I don't even know what to do to get started with workers' comp.
Right.
Is there a way that can make all of this, take some of the stress away and help us figure out what to do and how to do it correctly?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, when you start a business, unfortunately, no one sits you down. You don't have to go get a license where you have to take a test where someone sits you down and says, you know, these are the rules you have to follow. You kind of have to figure them out on your own or through education in the community. And listening to podcasts and getting educated certainly helps. I basically realized as a business owner, these were not my strong areas. These accounting, employee, sort of those issues. And I delegate that to a bookkeeper and a payroll person, you know, a payroll company, to make sure. I also have an employment attorney on staff who can make sure we're doing everything right. Not everyone has that, obviously, but I make sure that I have the right experts in place who can help advise me as to what's right, what I'm doing, you know, make sure that everything I'm doing is correct. Because there are, when you don't do things correctly, there can be severe penalties to not doing
so you mentioned that the Department of Labor is really cracking down. Are they going after the larger businesses, or are they truly going after the micro businesses, those that are really small?
Yeah, they're basically how it works. I think they're going after all businesses, but I think there's more bang for their buck, to put it in a, you know, sort of a funny way. When they go after a little bit larger company, they can look to recoup more taxes, more penalties, more interest, that type of thing. But really how it works is, they don't usually just walk in your door and say, knock, knock, Department of Labor here, we're going to do an audit. That's not normally how it works. What happens is...
I'm really glad to hear that, by the way.
Now, sometimes that could occur, but it generally happens. You have a disgruntled employee or a disgruntled independent contractor who thinks they should be classified as an employee. Let's say you have a contractor, and I can give you a little story. I'll try to be quick with this, but I had a client who owned ice cream trucks. And they had like 20 drivers that were driving these ice cream trucks. And one of them, and they were classified as independent contractors because they were supposed to buy their own ice cream and, you know, supply their own, you know, ice cream cones and those types of things. And they were just leasing the trucks. Well, one of them got disgruntled about something that was happening and went to unemployment compensation and basically said, he got fired, or they said, we're terminating you. We don't want you as a contractor driving one of our trucks anymore. So he got disgruntled and went and complained, filed a unemployment compensation claim. And unemployment said, wait a minute, you're an independent contractor. You're supposed to be. We have an agreement here. And so that started a huge audit of by Ohio Job and Family Services, who runs unemployment compensation, of the ice cream truck business. So now they're in this owner's business trying to determine, are these people independent contractors or are they actually employees? I think the way the case came out was that they were determined to be independent contractors, but this was about 10 years ago. The rules have changed a bit, but they were leasing their trucks. They had independent contractor agreements. They were paying for their ice cream, the ice cream they were serving. And so they could pick their route and the times they wanted to drive and sell ice cream.
So it was really their own business
in a
sense.
Correct. And it was more about the level of control of the business owner was very low. Now, that's still the case for unemployment compensation in the Bureau of Workers' Comp. The Department of Labor has sort of switched more over to the, is this person economically dependent upon
which
the business
owner? Which
they
would be dependent upon the food truck or the ice cream truck making money. Does that go back to the company?
Right. So I'm not sure how that case comes out today, but fortunately for the business owner in this case, they were determined to be independent contractors.
So in that case, it wasn't necessarily a disgruntled employee, but they were filing unemployment.
Correct.
And that cost the business owner money.
Right.
So in the long run, you may be saving money now by doing an independent contractor, but if you're ever audited.
Correct. There could be penalties, interest, late fees. Plus, you have to pay all the back taxes you haven't contributed or funds you haven't contributed to the various agencies over the years.
So that would be workers' comp, unemployment.
Unemployment compensation, Social Security, IRS. Now, I can keep going, but it piles up.
Yeah, I think our eyes are all
it's a better safe than sorry type thing. And, you know, I can kind of give some thoughts on that at the end.
You also have more control of an employee than you do an independent contractor. So that's another actual positive as well.
I think so, yeah. I think it's good to have that control a little bit.
So what would be your advice for a micro business owner who's really looking at trying to grow?
Okay, I've been in this situation. So I had started a small business myself, so I can give this sort of from personal experience and some of my clients. I would say if you're not sure if you can hire a full-time employee, explore hiring a contractor, but make sure that that contractor isn't economically dependent upon you so that they have other jobs they're doing, other people they're working for. Keep the project short if you can. You could also, your other option is to do a part-time employee. And that's the better safe than sorry scenario. Just bite the bullet, get an employee, even if they're part-time, you pay them as an employee, you treat them like an employee, and you don't get in trouble because you've taken all the withholdings out and the taxes and that kind of thing.
And if you're not sure what to do with some of these organizations, you can hire someone to set up your payroll for you.
That's correct.
Because they handle that, right?
That's right. I have a bookkeeper that does all that for me. It is not expensive. It does not have to be expensive. You just have to sit down and take the time and do it. It's a monthly fee that you just need to accept and keeps you on the straight and narrow, and you won't have a big problem down the road.
And it keeps your business protected.
It does. And I mean, having a payroll company is also another way to go about this.
Okay. Well, Caroline gave us some really good advice today. So if you are a micro business owner and you're really looking at growing and trying to decide what to do with your business, this was good information. And Caroline, if someone would like to reach out to you and learn more, how can they reach you?
I'd say the easiest way is our website, worleylawllc.com. All the information's on there.
Her information will also be available on our website at yourmanagementteam.com. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Mary McCarthy, owner of Your Management Team, where starting a business is tough, failing in business is unnecessary.